I'm joined by Mossab El-Shami in Cairo, who was on the march on Sunday that into violence, leaving 26 people dead and 500 injured. Mossab, what were you doing on the march?
Well, I joined the march as a Muslim who went in support of the Christians who were peacefully protesting against the destruction of the recent destruction of a church in Aswan, which wasn't the first time in Egypt. It was a very friendly and peaceful march, and I went there along with a lot of Muslims to be in support of the march. And what I saw was the army lose control and dispersing the march with horrific brutality. I saw the army shoot at people and chase them and run over them, APCs and their vehicles, and turn a really beautifully peaceful march into a horrific massacre.
And can you describe the moment when you were first sort of aware that the violence was starting, and was there anything that prompted it?
Well, it was very hard to tell because I wasn't exactly at the march. The march came all the way from Shubra to Maspero, and I was just around that area. But according to a lot of witnesses who were at the march, is that it suddenly the march was to be dispersed by the military, and what I saw was all of a sudden people running away, and I heard loud shotguns in the air with the army and the police chasing them in the alleyways and side streets. Then when we came back to the scene, there was people lying on the ground and blood being spilled, and people trying to defend themselves by throwing rocks back and trying to defend.
So the only violence you saw by people involved in the march was them trying to defend themselves against brutality by the security force?
Yes. The maximum violence that could get, just like the normal confrontation, I guess, between which happens every march, like just a couple maybe troublemakers who would be there, but no one, as the army claimed, had machine guns or started shooting as they claimed, and no one shot at the police, just like how the state TV claimed that three soldiers were killed, and they later denied this kind of incitement against the Christian Egyptians. So yeah, the violence was largely started by the military, and it just got out of control.
And you saw some very disturbing sights, I understand. You've been having nightmares.
Yes, it's absolutely horrific. Whether it's the disfigured bodies or the people just getting shot and falling instantly to the ground, or later people torturing any protester and beating him severely in the street, not to mention the videos that circulated on the internet of the APCs running over the protesters and left remains of brain and blood. It was absolutely horrific, and it's something I've never seen in my life here in Egypt. And to be honest, I never thought I would see such thing. It's the kind of thing that we saw in maybe Syria, maybe when during heavy crackdown, but this was just very new to me, and I guess it's going to take a really long time to erase such memories.